Toronto, please welcome Ernie Pinaccioli.
In the Bible, in scriptures, it says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Too often, too many of us hear things, repeat it, and believe it, and the perception becomes reality. How many of you in here believe that you are descended from slaves? May I see your hands, please? Truth is, and especially in America, North America, that is not the case. There were no slaves. There were no slaves in America. Black people were not slaves. Now I know you're all getting ready to leave and say this man's insane. The truth is, those were people that were stolen from their land and put into a condition of slavery. There was no such thing as a slave. A slave is a condition you're put into. And now, in this generation, with all of the electronics and all of the communication and all of the information, you're becoming slaves again. You're becoming slaves to technologic things, your BlackBerries and everything else. And as a slave, you can no longer function, think, and do critical thinking. KRS-One said so beautifully that there's a disease worse than AIDS, and condoms and all of the gels and all of the everything cannot protect you from it. This disease is rampant. You can get it by sitting next to someone on the train or the bus. And because the government is responsible for the creation of this disease and the proliferation of this disease, they're not letting you know about it, but I'm going to let you know about it. It's called CSDS. Does anybody know what CSDS is? It's Common Sense Deficiency Syndrome. And you can get it from watching TV, listening to Lil Wayne, and how many of you believe that hip-hop is a culture? Let me see your hands. Come on. Raise them hands if you believe it. Now, this sister twice didn't raise her hand. If I had something to give away, I'd give it to her. Hip-hop, and I'm only going to say this once, is not a culture. Yes, I'm a member. I'm a Zulu King. I'm a member of the Universal Zulu Nation. I'm best friends with Africa Bambaataa. We have meetings once a month. He's had me as the keynote speaker at the Indigenous Peoples Conference and at the Meeting of the Minds at the Zulu Anniversaries. Hip-hop is not a culture. Take that, write it down, get it tattooed on your butt cheek. Hip-hop is not a culture. Hip-hop is comprised, and don't listen to KRS, there's nine elements, there's four elements. And those four elements are graffiti, DJing, MCing, and b-boying or dance. They are art forms. And they have a commonality in that they came from the streets, but they're an art form. Because you can do them, but the only way you can really do them is if you have an audience. A culture does not demand an audience. Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, the Aztec and Mayan, and all the First Nations, we did not need an audience in order to have a culture. But at the same time, and follow me, please, because I'm disrupting your train. I'm knocking that train off the track, and you're like, wait, hip-hop is a culture. You're going to leave here, you're still going to believe it. Because you've been told it, and you've been told it. You said it, you believe it. Some of you even got it tattooed on, you know, your arm or something. Hip-hop is not a culture. It's an art form, and you got to understand that that thing that's called hip-hop, how many of you know what year it began? Somebody, come on. Buddha, anybody? What year did hip-hop begin? 73, anybody else? 79? 78? Wrong. Didn't start in the 70s, and it didn't start in the Bronx, and it didn't start in Queens, and Brooklyn keeps faking it. Queens, no. Hip-hop has always been with us. The spirit of hip-hop. Again, critical thinking. anything that is correct and truthful has to be able to pass certain basic exams. It has to pass certain prototypes. There's certain things that you have to do to prove a theory. Okay, very simply, we've always had dance. Native people danced if we had a baby, if we had crops growing, if we were getting ready to go to battle, if someone was getting married. There's a bunch of things to dance for. The renewal of the spirits, the renewal of the crops and the seasons. So dance has always been with us. Well, they didn't have DJs. Oh, no. Did they have a drum? If they had a drum, then that's the DJ. They didn't have MCs. They didn't have MCs. KRS and Kool G Rap and Lil Wayne with his pants sagging. We didn't have that. Oh, we didn't have MCs, huh? I believe we had storytellers. I believe we had medicine men and teachers. So we've always had the MC. Well, we didn't have graffiti. I know we didn't have graffiti. Oh, no? Did you ever see sand paintings? Did you ever look at the tribal tattoos? Did you ever look at any of our paintings, any of our artwork? Have you ever seen the manifestation of art in our communities? In other words, hip-hop has always been with us. The thing is that you cannot colonize a culture. You cannot colonize a people, but you can colonize their minds and their hearts and their souls. And you can make them slaves if their minds are slaves. I'm here to liberate you, but I'm not a leader. I'm not going to ask you to join my church or my sect or my cult or my anything. What I am doing is I'm a big red alarm clock. I want to wake you all up. And there are certain things that you have to do. One of the things you have to do is you have to find out what you need. The second thing you have to do is unite with those around you who have the ability to work together to create that thing that you need. The third thing is that you have to have a plan. And the fourth thing that's missing from hip-hop is that there is no action. KRS-One, again, I hate to keep bringing his tired behind up, but he kept saying that hip-hop is two words, hip meaning that you're the smartest people in the world. You are the hippest people in the world. And hop means you got the energy, get up and take care of it, whether it's dance or art or whatever. But hip is no longer hopping. We have two illegal wars going on. We have hundreds of people being killed every day. So what they did was they threw you in the United States a black president. I'm Obama. And you all went back to sleep. CSDS bit you on the behind. Let me ask you a question. For those of you who do not believe the Right Reverend Brother Ernie that hip-hop is not a culture, if right now this brother here with the beautiful shirt and a beautiful face breaks a leg, does he go to a hip-hop doctor? If that lovely lady there has a legal problem, does she go to a hip-hop lawyer? If you got a spiritual problem, do you go to a hip-hop priest? If some of you need money or a loan, do you go to a hip-hop bank? I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. For 5 years, I was asked 5 years ago to become part of a secret organization called the Federation. It's called, the proper name is the Federation for the Preservation of Hip-Hop Culture. In order to be part of the Federation for the Preservation of Hip-Hop Culture, you had to have been part of the original wave. KRS, Chuck D, there was a whole litany of people, Run DMC, that were not eligible because they were not there in 1974 when hip-hop first came together. And I was asked to be part of that. So I was part of it for 5 years, and I just resigned when we found out there was going to be a National Hip-Hop Museum, and we had a big rally. We had photographers and press from around the world, and everybody got together and talked about what they were going to do to combat this National Hip-Hop Museum. And what the people did was they got up on a panel and they bragged about stuff they did in 74, 75, 78. I was the first Chinese left-handed DJ. I was the first cross-eyed Puerto Rican b-boy. I was the first black guy who had an afro in a movie. You know, so There was no talk about money. There was no talk about economics. There was none of the things that I just defined about the things that you have to do to create change. You must first find out what you need. You must second, unify with a group of like-minded people. You must third, form a specific plan and find out the viability of that plan. And the fourth thing you have to do is action. So after 5 years of being with Grandmaster Flash, Kool Herc, Bambaataa, you know, Yoda, the Crash Crew, Grandmaster Caz and Cold Crush and all these other people, I resigned from the Federation because they did not walk the walk. They talked the talk. So I'm going to hit you with this one last time, even though I said I wouldn't repeat it. Hip-hop is not a culture. It's a variety of art forms, and they're united under an ancient spirit which has always been with us. And I suggest to you that if hip-hop has failed us, that we need to do something. We need to create a new energy, and that energy is predicated upon love and the respect for those that came before us and those ideas that worked. You all now have technology that I could only have fantasized about as a young man. In my house, we didn't have a phone. In my building, we didn't have a phone. In my neighborhood, we didn't have a telephone. You know, I see six-year-old kids with phones and texting each other. And I walk down the street, I see 10 people coming towards me, and all of them are texting and communicating with people other than the 9 people they're with. That is insanity. That is CSDS. That's common sense deficiency syndrome.